Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests and they are from the Zion Recovery, and Damon Clark and Rhonda Lewis. Damon, let's start with you and kind of bring us up to date on Zion Recovery and what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. First, I want to thank you for having us in this morning. It's always a pleasure coming in and speaking with you. In our prevention field, we have grown quite a bit, and which is fantastic. To bring awareness to the community. And we've talked many times before about alcohol, drugs, and other concerns that we may have in the community. One that has been really off the radar or really hard to be screened for is gambling addiction. And that has grown in population with youth as well. So our department has grown, and we've added a new prevention specialist, which is Rhonda. Rhonda is our gambling prevention specialist. She does a phenomenal job. That's why I brought her in today. So I'm going to let her talk a little bit about what she does, why she does that, and what it looks like, and some warning signs even with youth in the gambling.
Rhonda, youth gambling, you know, what age do they start? What do they gamble on? How do they gamble? You got lots to tell us.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, youth are at the highest risk for developing gambling disorders, which was interesting to me. And the reason for that, a lot of that today, is because of our internet applications and games that are accessible to the youth, and it's at the ages of the youth that it becomes more prevalent for them to have a gambling disorder later on in life then.
So what age do kids start gambling? When do you see them starting on these games?
They can start as young as 8 years old, and they might not consider it to be gambling because all they're doing is playing a game on the phone and it's an application. But what happens is the game starts out as free, and then later on you can start adding little perks to it and having to pay for these special perks then. So,
well, I'm thinking of we are in a competitive age. Sports, there are lots of stuff that's competitive. I'm thinking that gambling thing just gets to be really competitive and get in your blood.
Yes, it is a lot like any addiction. In fact, they call it the hidden addiction because a lot of times what happens with gambling is that it is hidden underneath another addiction like alcohol or drugs. But the interesting thing about it is that it creates the same effect in your brain like any other addiction, and the dopamine starts going, and it acts in your brain just like any other addiction where you actually put chemicals in your body.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've seen just really soon, maybe it started already, that now it's legal in Iowa to bet on sports. How do you think that's going to affect the youth?
I can so see it increasing the problem gambling with everybody. It became effective on August 15th. And there are casinos that already have facilities where you can go and register. You have to register in the state of Iowa at a casino, but then after that, the application is on the phone, and you can do it in the luxury of your own home. So,
and kids are so smart with all the technology. If they've never registered at casinos, I'm guessing they find a way if they really want to use the information and gamble.
Yes.
So what, Rhonda, what can we do about this?
I think awareness is a huge part of it. If people can become more aware that gambling can become a problem, some people are able to go and gamble just on a leisurely evening and just consider it a social activity. But we need to be aware also that it can become a problem. And it actually has one of the highest suicide rates of any other addiction. So it is something that can be a serious problem. So just awareness, and be aware of what your children are doing on the phone.
I was gonna agree with her on that. And, you know, early onset detection, and pay attention to what your kids are doing and playing and paying for. If they start that young of an age and it continues to grow and we're not talking about it and understanding what gambling really looks like, again, there's high suicide rates with adults when it comes to gambling. And again, we want to prevent that. And so early onset detection of what your children are playing, what are they doing on these games, We see so many young kids working hard, doing their chores, and they spend all their money on a character for a video game. That is a form of gambling. They're paying for maybe outfits or little caricatures that can change. And again, that's all hard-earned money that they are giving to the company that's built this video game.
How could that be? They're just buying costumes. How could that affect? I mean, you know, That's even if parents are paying attention and they see that happening. Well, they're just playing. They're just kids. Well, but
you look at it, they're spending their own money, you know, their hard-earned money on something it's not tangible, and then that becomes the addictiveness of it. They want to be the first one to have that character. They want to be the first one to win this or the first, and then that gets in their brain where that does release that dopamine. The same area where we have the chemical for addiction is the same place where gambling is at. So early detection, minimize the amount of time young kids, especially at that age, you know, 8 years old all the way up, is to really monitor that, limit the time that they're on there and the games that they're playing. If they have to pay for any of those games, I'd probably suggest to not play that game.
Yes. So, Rhonda, are you available to do presentations to groups or,
yes,
you know, some groups as well? Maybe I need to know more about this. Are you willing and I have time to do that?
I would be more than willing to do presentations on it with different agencies or organizations, as well as even going into the school and getting kids, you know, aware of the effects of gambling and making them aware of the games they're playing on the phone as well.
And we've talked about parents being aware, but sometimes friends who know that they don't want to be into that could also be very effective in saying, my friends are doing this and you shouldn't be doing this. That peer pressure to the positive.
Yes, right. And we have different presentations where we go in and teach kids how to preserve their values and keep their values and different things that put them at risk for losing those.
Okay. So, Damon, I want to have you talk a little bit about CLEAN, because I think that covers so many areas and perhaps people don't know, although you're doing a good job of getting that word out there. I see signs all over that say CLEAN, but people still might be going, CLEAN.
Sure. CLEAN is Community Leadership Efforts Acting Now. We have grown. We had a great presentation on ACEs last month, and next month.
But you need to say a little more about ACEs.
So ACEs is Adverse Childhood Experiences, and we kind of explained that, of what that is. Again, young children may have toxic stress at home. They bring it to school. And what we want to do is have, if teachers are aware of there's a survey and there's an ACEs score, 1 through 10, and if a child is 4 or more, they are higher risk for problematic behavior, high risk behavior. But if we know that, we can take a different route with a child. And instead of punitive, you know, punishment or, you know, go to the principal's office, we can talk to them, say, you know, how's your morning? You know, how you know, tell me about what's going on, and really help build an alliance and a bond with that child so they have somebody to come to.
Okay, so ACEs, what else have you done, and what else are you planning to do in CLEAN?
So next month, at second Tuesday at 11:30, we'll be at the United Church of Christ. We have the Set Me Free Project coming down. They are going to present on human trafficking here in Cass County, the data that's in Cass County for human trafficking, as well as it's called Smart Media. It talks about, again, what your children are doing, how to monitor that, how often to monitor that, and then how to have those conversations. So if you go to the Facebook page of CLEAN, it's Cass County CLEAN, you can see the event there. You can
Anybody's invited, right?
Yeah,
if you have concerns about any kind of addiction.
Yes. Yep. We have all kinds of providers there as well. And we want as many community members as we can. This is very important for people to hear and understand that it is happening here. And it is going on right here in Cass County. And they're going to really teach us how to identify that. And what do we do? And how do we control that and get make sure our kids are safe here in Cass County.
So very good. Zion Recovery just doing lots of things, really getting out there in the community. And we want to thank you very much, Rhonda Lewis Damon Clark, for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
And we'll keep hearing more about Zion Recovery and your services. Until next time, here's a thought. Adults, remember, children seldom misquote. In fact, they usually repeat word for word what you shouldn't have said.